Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's another wonderful day to be able to study the Word of God, and I'm praying that your life is being affected by what you're reading, you're studying, you're hearing, and that you're allowing the Lord to speak to your own life and specific areas that He wants to deal with you. He is a personal God, and He will deal with areas in your life as well as mine. We want to go to Him in prayer and just ask Him to bless our time together. Pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we do ask you to bless our time together. We're so grateful that you've given us your word, that we can know you, that you can know us, that we can have this fellowship one with another, Lord. And you're cleansing our lives and purifying our lives through your word as we study these things. We're just so grateful for this book of Colossians as you're showing us over and over again what all you did so that we might obtain salvation. We bless you. We thank you for that opportunity. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Increasing with the Increase of God. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 19. Paul the Apostle wrote to the Colossians not only to encourage the church in their walk with the Lord Jesus, but also to address several false teachings which were being promoted among them. He desired for them to know that Jesus Christ was indeed deity, and there was nothing they could add in works that needed to be accomplished for their salvation. There was no form of humility or worshiping of angels which would help them, and these served only to vainly puff up those who maintained they possessed such traits. Belief in Jesus was all that was necessary for their eternal life. And in chapter 2 and verse 19 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul shows how the church, which is known as the body of Christ, continues to increase, where we read, "And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together increases with the increase of God." The verse begins, "And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered." Paul used the phrase, "and not holding," which means to keep faithfully, carefully, and to retain. And he adds the head, which refers to Jesus Christ and means anything supreme, chief, and prominent. Paul goes on to say, "from which all the body," which is a metaphor for the church, "by joints and bands having nourishment ministered," or as the joints and ligaments in a physical body help to supply, furnish, minister, and assist, so does Jesus Christ for his church. The verse goes on to say, "and knit together increases with the increase of God." Paul employs the word knit together, which is the Greek word symbibazo, from which we get our English word symbiotic, which means to cause to coalesce, to join together, put together, and to unite in affection. As joints and ligaments of a physical body work for the benefit of the whole body, so do the parts of the church work as well, and the result increases with the increase of God, or grows and becomes greater as God does. Not only were the Colossians to know the importance of the head of the church, but they were to realize the benefits for Jesus being so. While we think upon these words of Paul, we should keep in mind that Jesus is the head of the church, and all the parts of the church flow together as he supplies the direction. Just as our bodies are directed by our minds, so should the church be directed by Jesus. If it is otherwise managed, there is chaotic movement and direction is out of control. As we obey Jesus, we increase with the increase of God. And if we move on our own, not only do we disrupt the flow of the church, but we also subject ourselves to abnormal alignment with the body. May the Lord help us to comprehend the benefits of uniting and increasing with Him. Next time, Paul asked the Colossians an important question about being dead in Christ. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and continue to be with you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. in Jesus' name.